today again as a closed low over the Ohio Valley begins to make its way in our direction. At the same time, a wave of low pressure along a stalled front south of Long Island will pump in moisture into interior New York and New England, so some of the thunderstorms could contain some heavier downpours during the day. Temperatures will climb through the 70s and toward the 80-degree mark for afternoon highs. As that low-pressure system in the Ohio Valley and the mid-levels of the atmosphere moves overhead, showers and thunderstorms will become more likely tonight, and especially during the day on Tuesday. Once again, some of the rainfall could be heavy at times, especially in and around the thunderstorms, and high temperatures on Tuesday will be close to the 80-degree mark. As we get into the middle of the week, here's our best chance for some drier weather. On Wednesday, that trough of low pressure will pivot to our north and east, but a cold front will head in our direction from the Great Lakes. In between, we'll get some sunshine mixed with cloud cover, and temperatures will manage to get into the middle 80s. As that front works its way toward us, there is a chance of few showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday afternoon, though. Behind this front will dry things out for Wednesday night and most of the day Thursday, although that front will still be close by, so we can't rule out a shower or thunderstorm, but I think Thursday will be mostly dry with temperatures in the mid-80s. Another wave of low pressure will head our way for Friday, and showers and thunderstorms will become likely once again, highs in the lower 80s, and scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible again for next weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a mid-level closed low centered over Texas will bring a plume of enhanced moisture across the state. Meanwhile, two stationary fronts will provide the focus for showers and thunderstorms. Most of the heavy rain can be expected from the Big Bend of Texas to the Dallas-Fort Worth region. Meanwhile, an active monsoon pattern is in place for the southwest with plenty of instability and moisture. Since most of these thunderstorms will be diurnally driven, showers and storms will increase in coverage during the late afternoon and evening. Flash flooding is a concern, especially for regions prone to flooding due to the terrain and in urban areas. And the ongoing heat wave over the northern Rockies and northern plains is going to wind down as a cold front passes through. High temperatures will be in the 90s to near 100 for one more day in the northern plains, although the Pacific Northwest and in Montana, where temperatures had been 20 degrees above normal through the weekend, have now cooled off. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 38 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms near 80. Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 73, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.78 inches for the month, which is 1.30 inches above normal. And 24.84 inches for the year, which is 67 hundredths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1947. And the record low, 43, in 1957. Sunrise this morning was at 5:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8 p.m., 14 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms tonight, with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight and lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight and lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight and lows in the middle 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight and lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers and storms likely, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, chance of an afternoon shower or storm in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, mostly dry in the mid-80s. Showers and storms likely again on Friday in the middle 80s. And on Saturday and Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, mostly dry, just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, and highs both days over the weekend in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.